Hi, boobies. The cock saga. It's reaching its clucking climax. This is particularly thrilling for me because I'm looking forward to getting a whole night's sleep. I haven't slept properly for a fortnight and I've come to the end of my little box of earplugs, which jumped out anyway, because I went across to the lovely lady who lives over the road who owns the chickens, and I'd told her that if she was still looking for a home for her cockerels, my brother-in-law would be happy to provide a foster home. My brother-in-law, well, I suppose he is master of the cockerel orphanage. And she was a bit apologetic, really, because there aren't three cockerels anymore, because they've eaten two of them. Yes, their joiner came and strangled two of their cockerels and couldn't catch the third, so he had a lucky escape, and an even luckier one now that I'm taking him to a happier home 50 miles away where nobody's likely to strangle him or pluck him. So I might have to make a few donations to the chicken meal fund. That's okay. I just think it's better than leaving it to its fate. You know, it's something a little bit wrong with keeping chickens as pets and then sort of, I don't know, it's a bit like cannibalising them, isn't it? Plucked and cooked. I couldn't eat my own pet, nor could I pull all its feathers out. But then again, they can tolerate the cock-a-doodle doing. So suppose that makes it even Stevens. Okay, I'll keep you updated. Oh, before I go, I'll tell you, they're going to put it in a box for me to put in the car. So I don't actually have to manhandle the cockerel. And hopefully they'll make a few holes in the box so that it doesn't conk out on me, because I wouldn't like to be held responsible. I think that's all. I'll give you an update after the deed is done. If you take a little look at the picture I'm going to post with this, it's the Christmas card that I'm going to distribute to the chosen few. To describe it, it is a big plump turkey with a notice around its neck that says, "Eat ham."